All right, what's up, class? This is Optimus Fields at My Living Truth, and we're back for another episode. We're at block height 656,520, and the current price is 15,596. All right, Nick, take it away.
So before we start, we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor. Citadel 21 is a Bitcoin cultural zine and displays the best of the best written content directly by the Taco Plebs for the Taco Plebs. You can read all of their articles online for free or even purchase physical copies of all your favorite volumes. But you got to be quick because they only sell a limited amount and they sell out real fast. They allow anyone and everyone to submit articles, so if you're eager to write something, I highly recommend you do it. Check out their website at citadel21.com, and the link will be in the description. And yeah, I'm Nick at Nick Can't Mine from Twitter, and today we have a really special presentation. At Bitcoin Sampo from Twitter, we'll be presenting Bitcoin, why you should buy it. Sampo, take it away. And thank you for coming on our show.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Brent.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. So, just as a brief introduction, I'm a teacher by profession, so I kind of felt obliged to contribute to the great Bitcoin narrative. So, this is my humble contribution. So, Bitcoin, why you should buy it. Let's not start from there. Let's start here. And please let me know if there's some problems with the audio or if you can't see the presentation or anything.
It's working fine, bro.
Yep. So, first of all, imagine something that's unlimited, like the US dollar, versus something that's limited to 21 million units, and that is Bitcoin, as I hope most of you already know. So Bitcoin is all about digital scarcity. There will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin, and already about 88% of them are available. So they've been mined and they are available. And most of the Bitcoins right now are owned by smart money, which equals early investors. And of course, the more recent smart money like Grayscale, MicroStrategy, and the CEO, Michael Saylor. And Bitcoin is also all about decreasing supply and increasing demand, which is basic economics 101. So the numbers below are about the halving of Bitcoin. So the block reward, which is mined approximately every 10 minutes. So it all started with 50 Bitcoin, or Bitcoins, depending on how you want to say it, in 2009. Then the first halving happened in 2012. Then 2016, and then 2020, and the current block reward is 6.25 Bitcoin. So it'll only be decreasing in supply, and most likely the demand will be increasing. So you might understand what'll most likely happen to the price. Well, then, let's move on to the protocol. So it's all about don't trust, verify. And the three basic concepts are cryptography, security, and immutability. So Bitcoin, the network, is the most secure network in the world, and it's never been hacked. And it's estimated to be 5 to 6 times more powerful than the top 500 supercomputers. So it's quite difficult to hack. Then about security, the network is transparent because of the public ledger. So everyone can see every transaction on the public ledger. But the network is secure because it's the most powerful decentralized supercomputer. So there's no central point of attack. And furthermore, the first layer is separate from the second layer and the tech solutions built on top of it. So the first layer is the basic Bitcoin network, and second layer solutions include, for example, the Lightning network. And immutability. So as I mentioned earlier, the public ledger records every transaction. It's visible to everyone and verifiable by everyone. Well then, some basics about good money. So it's commonly defined that the three qualities of good money are store of value, medium of exchange, and unit of account. So Bitcoin, the currency. And here I wanted to quote Bob Dylan, the times they are changing, and either you get it or you get left behind. And as you can see from the chart, here you can see the trades of money and Bitcoin, gold and fiat ranked based on these trades. And on the right side, I gave each currency kind of a score out of the maximum of 33. So Bitcoin gets 30, gold 23, and fiat a measly 17. So from this ranking, it should be obvious that while Bitcoin isn't perfect, it is the superior money. Gold is okay, but the markets change, and gold is still a good store of value, but it doesn't work well in the digital age. And then we have the fiat, aka government money, like the US dollar, pound, euro, yuan, yen, which are useful in physical trade and for everyday convenience, and of course in money laundering. But it's clearly inferior as a form of money. So I gave it a C. Well then, the onboarding process of Bitcoin might look something like this. So we're somewhere between early adoption and legislative scrutiny. And global adoption is most likely in the horizon. So is it too late to buy now? No, because we're here. So we're in the early adopters stage. Some people might even say that we're still in the innovator stage, but personally I think we've already reached the early adopter stage. And this chart is on the top right is the innovation adoption life cycle, which is applicable to all technology, not just Bitcoin. So we're still in the early stages. So what are your options as a no-coiner, pre-coiner, or if you've already bought Bitcoin, but if you might want to invest some more? So the Bitcoin standard means adopting Bitcoin. And before you do that, you should definitely do your own research, which means you should check out tens, hundreds, thousands of sources and spend like tens or hundreds of hours studying Bitcoin and people's opinions about it, literature, anything you can get your hands on. And after you've done that, if you become convinced, you can buy Bitcoin, like millions worth of Bitcoin, like MicroStrategy and Michael Saylor did. And here I included the hidden message in the Genesis block, which is the first block in the Bitcoin network. So it says the times, Chancellor on brink of the second bailout for banks. And if you understand this, you might understand why Bitcoin was created in the first place, or whatever. If you don't understand this, Bitcoin doesn't really care because it'll succeed with or without you. And finally, I'll talk a little about investing in Bitcoin because, at least for me, this was the first thing that got me interested in Bitcoin. But more recently, I've understood the more profound Bitcoin revolution. So, if you don't understand the Bitcoin revolution yet, you should at least understand the value proposition. So, it's without a doubt the best performing asset in the last 11 years. It's a hedge against the traditional market and inflation. This has been a record year of QE and money printing, aka brr. And it's the perfect hedge against the record bull market in stocks, QE, negative yields, and so on. So, is it a good time to buy right now? Well, on the top right, you see the Bitcoin stock to flow chart made by at 100 trillion USD on Twitter. And some people don't find this chart to be accurate or credible, but I still trust it. And until it's proven wrong, I think it's a pretty good source. And then on the bottom side, there's some TA made by me, and I'm not an active trader, so it's not super professional or anything, but now I'll show you some stuff related to TA to get you to understand more about the current price action and whether you should be investing right now or maybe wait for a few days or even a few weeks. So let's check the charts on Bitstamp, and I'll just briefly explain what's happening here. I've included the MAs here, but I'll focus on the relative strength index. So the 50-day RSI and the 14-day RSI. And as you can see, this is the 3-day chart. So it's already like medium time preference basically. So you can see that the RSI 14 right now is quite high. It's around 83. And when you compare it to, for example, here on the 24th of June, it was around the same numbers, and we had quite a big correction here. So personally, I would be a bit hesitant to invest right now. I would maybe wait for a correction in the short term. And this is backed by the fact that also the crypto fear and greed index is currently showing extreme greed around 90 or 86. And we've only been up here once before during the existence of this index, and that happened around the 26th of June 2019. And when we check the price action here, around the 26th, 27th, you can see that there was quite a big correction there. So we pumped quite a lot here. Five consecutive big green candles. So we reached overbought territory here on the RSI, and a correction happened afterwards. So basically, returning to the presentation, is it a good time to buy? On the long term, if you're investing in Bitcoin like dollar cost averaging or buying Bitcoin on a long term perspective, on low time preference, it doesn't matter that much. But if you want to invest or start investing in Bitcoin, I would personally wait for a correction now before investing. And last but not least, I'm not forcing anyone to invest, and this is not financial advice. But I'll end with a quote from Satoshi Nakamoto, who says that if you don't believe it or don't get it, I don't have the time to try to convince you. Sorry. And this quote actually doesn't directly refer to Bitcoin, but it's quite applicable, so I like to use it. So thanks for listening.
Thank you for presenting. One thing I really wanted to highlight at the end was you said Bitcoin will succeed with or without you, and I 100% agree with that. And I think that a lot of people who are pre-coiners who maybe don't get it fully, I don't think they know that. And I think, oh, well, not many people use it, it's not going to succeed. But the spaceship's leaving with or without them.
Beautiful. Sampo, that might have been the best like visual presentation we've had on the show so far. So you got some skills over there on the slide game, bro. That was nice. But I also want to add one thing. If we have like someone that's really new to the space and they just came across this presentation, I just wanted to add that Sampo was using, when he was talking about the Bitcoin network, he called it a public ledger, and that's what it is. But when you come new into the space, a lot of people get, you know, like hoodwinked by the fancy name of blockchain. But the blockchain is exactly what Sampo called it, just a public ledger that everyone can see what's happening on it. So I just wanted to clear that up so that no one gets confused going on into the future. And then just one more note on the TA. You're a little too bearish for me, Sampo. I love it. I love the cautiousness, but Bitcoin will break all TA in my opinion. So I definitely think it's a good caveat to warn people that if they're, you know, trying to lump some buy, they might get scared if the price starts moving off on them. But I've seen Bitcoin do some crazy things on those charts, and the numbers just, they'll blow your mind sometimes. But that's all I wanted to say. Great presentation, Sampo.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that I'm super short-term bearish, but short-term bull, medium-term bull, and long-term Super Bowl. So if I can show you the RSI, are you still able to see this
Yeah, hold on,
chart?
let me jump back in. Yeah, shoot it.
Yeah. So I was re referring to the 14-day RSI, which is in the overbought territory. But if you check out the 50-day RSI, there's still some room here. So it's 64 and 70 is considered the borderline of overbought. And you can see here from previous price action that this is like 69 was when this huge price correction happened. So I do agree that it might still be going a little bit higher here for the next week or so, but I was just being cautious because it might be more probable that the price will correct a bit here to these levels before continuing upwards. But I'm definitely a bull like any other like price action or time preference than one day or 2 days from here, so.
Yeah, beautiful. I mean, that's why like Nick and I and everyone on this show, we're just very adamant on telling people to dollar cost average if they're concerned about the price, maybe don't throw all your dry powder in at once if you aren't sure about the price. But that's I give that caveat to people that don't have conviction. If you have conviction, go all in. Sell all your assets. You don't need shares, all the memes. So, do what's best for yourself as a individual. You know what's best for yourself. But
Yeah, definitely.
yeah, like Sampo's saying, it's or we have the quote right here, like if you don't get it, like Bitcoin's gonna go on without you, and we'll be here waiting for you. But great presentation, dude. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Anyone in the chat have a question or want to clear
I just
some
want to
things
say,
up? Yeah, go Limp.
I just want to say, if you're guaranteed $100, like, would you rather have a 5%, 2%, 1%, whatever chance you are, just looking at the chart, that you could make $105 when there's that much of a percentage chance you could make 95, or you just buy, and then if it goes down, you get it cheaper.
Yeah.
That's kind of my reaction to, like, is it a good time to buy? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one strategy of dollar cost averaging is to start investing with like, let's say $10, and if the price goes down, invest $20. If it keeps going down, invest $40. All the way until it corrects or start or continues going upwards. So that's kind of like doubling your investment as long as the price keeps going down. But I don't do that personally, but I've seen some people do it.
That's legit. I don't think I've heard that one before, but I might have to keep that in mind. Yeah, so great presentation. If no one has any more questions, we'll end this recording, and then we'll jump in the teacher's lounge and just have a casual conversation. All right. Well, forever hold your peace, or bring it up in teacher's lounge if you're a little shy. So that was episode 38. I finally got my maths correct, guys. So this is actually episode 38, and we just want to thank Sampo. Sampo, tell us your Twitter and where they can find you and all that stuff, and then we'll end the recording.
Yeah, so my Twitter is at Bitcoin Sampo as stated here. Let's zoom into it. So at Bitcoin Sampo. And I usually follow all Bitcoiners on Twitter, so feel free to follow me and I'll follow you back.
Awesome. Do you have anything else, like a website or anything you want to share with people that they can find you, or just Twitter the best place?
Well, I'm still kind of like anonymous.
All
I
right.
prefer to be anonymous in the Bitcoin space, although I do write some articles, but that's a different story. So.
Right, awesome. No worries, dude. I feel exactly what you're saying.
Yep.
All right, well, Nick, you want to show us out and then we'll end the recording?
Yeah, so once again, huge shout out to Bitcoin Sampo for doing this. It's a bit late where he is. Time zones are pretty difficult in recording sometimes. So again, extra shout out to Bitcoin Sampo for making it tonight. Follow him on Twitter. And yeah, without further ado, we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
All right, peace out, guys. Thanks for coming out.